USA News, I'm John Schaefer. It has been a violent start to the weekend around the country. Two people were shot and wounded during Friday night's White Sox game in Chicago. The two women were injured by gunfire at Chicago's Guaranteed Rate Field. While the team is not saying where the shots came from, witnesses said it happened in the left field bleachers during the third inning of the game between the White Sox and the Oakland A's. Five people were hospitalized after gunfire broke out Friday night at an apartment complex in Pasadena, California. It was reported around 7:30 in the area of Orange Grove Boulevard and Summit Avenue. The Pasadena PD says a fight in the Community Arms Apartments parking lot ended up with shots being fired. And seven people were shot Saturday morning during a parade in Boston. Police say the victims were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. That shooting happened during the Jouvert Parade, which is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Several arrests have been made and several weapons recovered at the scene. Civil rights groups are in the nation's capital to mark the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic march on Washington. Martin Luther King III said it's a continuation of his father's fight for civil rights.
And we're coming together to say we must create the climate for America to move forward in a forward direction, not a backward direction.
75,000 people are taking part in today's march and rally. And former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will be in court Monday trying to move his Georgia election interference case to federal court.
Meadows is one of 19 people, including former President Donald Trump, indicted this month for allegedly interfering with Georgia's 2020 presidential election. He argues his case should be moved to federal court because he was acting as a federal officer while serving in the Trump White House. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis argues that Meadows was working as a Trump campaign advisor. During the alleged attempt to overturn Georgia's election results, Meadows' hearing will be Monday morning at the federal courthouse in Atlanta.
This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
6 in 10 Americans believe former President Trump should stand trial before the 2024 election. A Politico Ipsos poll found 62% of people surveyed think Trump should be tried on federal charges that he mishandled classified documents before the election. 61% said the 2020 election interference case should be tried before Americans vote for a president next November. Folks in the South will be keeping their air conditioners cranked up today. USA's Lisa Winters has more.
Summer living up to its reputation of being hot this Saturday. Pool weather for sure. More than 90 million Americans under an excessive heat watch from Georgia to Texas. The National Weather Service says in Shreveport, Louisiana, a record broken with an all-time high of 110 degrees on Friday. In New Orleans this Saturday, the real feel will be about 108. In Houston, Texas, the real feel? About 111.
Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is being blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. That included Delaware, the District of Columbia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia, as well as Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. New York and New Jersey had the highest proportion of emergency room visits. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.